Tokyo, Tuesday, June 1st, 10:01 a.m. IDEC, the International Data Environmental Consortium, was located in a small brick building adjacent to the campus of Keomita University. To the casual observer, IDEC was part of the university and even showed the coat of arms, Calamus Gladio Fortior. But in fact, it was independent. The center of the building consisted of a small conference room with a podium and two rows of five chairs facing a screen at the front. At 10 in the morning, IDEC director Akira Hitomi stood at the podium and watched as the American came in and took a seat. The American was a large man, not so tall, but thick in the shoulders and chest, like an athlete. For such a large man, he moved easily, quietly. The Nepali officer entered right behind him, dark-skinned and watchful. He took a seat behind the American and off to one side. At the podium, Hitomi nodded to them and said nothing. The wood-paneled room darkened slowly to allow eyes to adjust. On all sides, the wood panels slid silently away, exposing huge flat-panel screens. Some of the screens moved smoothly out from the walls. At last, the main door closed and locked with a click. Only then did Hitomi speak.
"Good morning, Kana-san."
On the main screen it said, "Hitomi Akira," in English and Japanese.
"And good morning, Sanjong-san."
Hitomi flipped open a very small, very thin, silver laptop.
"Today I will present data from the last 21 days, correct up to 20 minutes ago. These will be findings from our joint project. Akamai Tree."
The two visitors nodded. Kenner smiled in anticipation. As well he should, Hitomi thought. Nowhere else in the world could he see such a presentation, for Hitomi's agency was the world leader in the accumulation and manipulation of electronic data. Now images on the screen came up, glowing one after another. They showed what appeared to be a corporate logo, a green tree on a white background, and the lettering Akamai Tree Digital Network Solutions. This name and image had been chosen for their similarity to actual internet companies and their logos. For the last 2 years, Akamai Tree's network of servers actually consisted of carefully designed traps. They incorporated multi-level quad-check honey nets established in both business and academic domains. This enabled them to track backward from servers to user with an 87% success rate. They had baited the net starting last year, first with ordinary feed, and then with increasingly juicy morsels.
"Our sites mirrored established geology, applied physics, ecology, civil engineering, and biogeography sites," Hitomi said.
"To attract deep divers. Typical data included information on the use of explosives in seismic recordings, the tests of the stability of structures to vibration and earthquake damage, and in our oceanographic sites, data on hurricanes, rogue waves, tsunamis, and so forth."
"All this is familiar to you."
Kenner nodded. Hitomi continued.
"We knew we had a disseminated enemy, and a clever one. Users often operate behind NetNanny firewalls, or used AOL accounts with teen ratings to imply they are juvenile pranksters or kiddie scripters. But they are nothing of the sort. They are well-organized, patient, and unrelenting. In recent weeks, we have begun to understand more."
The screen changed, showing a list.
"Out of a mix of sites and discussion groups, our sysprogs found the deep divers clustered on the following category topics:
Aarhus, Denmark, argon oxygen drives.
Australian Military History. Caisson Seawalls. Cavitation. Solid. Cellular Encryption. Controlled Demolition. Flood Mitigation. High Voltage Insulators. Hilo, Hawaii. Mid-Ocean Relay Network. MORN. Missionary Diaries of the Pacific. National Earthquake Information Center, NEIC. National Environmental Resource Fund, NERF. Network Data Encryption. Potassium Hydroxide, Prescott, Arizona. Rainforest Disease Foundation, RFDF. Seismic Signatures, Geological. Shaped Explosives, Timed. Shinkai, 2000. Solid Rocket Propellant Mixtures, Toxins and Neurotoxins, Wire-Guided Projectiles.
"An impressive, if mysterious, list," Hitomi said. "However, we have filters to identify SMEs and high-performance clients. These are individuals attacking firewalls, setting Trojans and so forth. Many of them are looking for credit card lists, but not all." He tapped his little computer, and the images changed. "We added each of these topics into the honey net with increasing stickiness, finally including hints of forthcoming research data, which we exposed as email exchanges among scientists in Australia, Germany, Canada, and Russia. We drew a crowd and watched the traffic. We eventually sorted a complex nodal North America, Toronto, Chicago, Ann Arbor, Montreal, with spines to both American coasts as well as England, France, and Germany. This is a serious alpha extremist group. They may already have killed a researcher in Paris. We're awaiting data. But the French authorities can be slow."
Kenner spoke for the first time.
"And what's the current Delta Cellular?"
"Cellular traffic is accelerating. Email is heavily encrypted. STF rate is up. It is clear there is a project underway, global in scope, immensely complicated, extremely expensive."
"But we don't know what it is."
"Not yet."
"Then you'd better follow the money."
"We are doing it, everywhere."
Hitomi smiled grimly.
"It is only a matter of time before one of these fishes takes the hook."